Chapter 6. Tahir looked over his shoulder and away from his three screens toward Sonia, who sat at her workstation. The girl wasn't social on the best of days, but her behavior that entire morning bordered on sulking, her movements slow and even her typing ponderous. While he would never claim to be a brilliant discerner of the true thoughts of the average person, he'd spent enough time with Sonia and Hannah to understand their general moods and body language. Something was clearly wrong, and he was duty-bound to help the girl, or at least to make some kind of attempt to do so.
"You should simply tell me what's bothering you," he suggested. "If you're not in optimal mental condition, it'll negatively impact your training. That's wasting not only your time, but also mine. There are few things I despise more than wasting my time."
"Sorry," she sighed and turned her chair to face him. "I'm fairly sure my dad is alive, and it's messing with my head, man."
"Alive?"
He frowned.
"Really now? And what do you base this conclusion on? To the best of my knowledge, you haven't attempted to trace his whereabouts. I thought you were satisfied with the situation."
"I am," Sonia shrugged. "And no, I didn't go looking for him. I think I never wanted to know one way or another. But if it is him, he forced the issue."
"How so?"
"Someone hacked into my old servers the other night," she explained. "I messed around with them, but they ended up tracing me."
The infomancer scoffed. "I've taught you better than that."
"I know," she rolled her eyes. "Give me a break." "We chatted a little, and at the end, the hacker told a story that only my parents knew about. They sent me an address for future messages, too, but I don't know how to handle it. I have mixed feelings and all that crap. I wasn't sure if he was alive or dead, and now he suddenly comes out of nowhere. Part of me says he left me with that shrew, and that meant he left me to get beaten, and the other part says maybe he had no choice." She shrugged. "Maybe I should meet him to tell him to go throw himself in the bay, assuming it is him." Tahir nodded slowly.
"I see. I will note one thing that might seem strange to you since you're still so young. Your life will be a series of both triumphs and disappointments. Such an existence is inevitable for all people of talent. But one important way to move on from the disappointments is to achieve closure. Regret saps the will and leads to wasted time. A focus on self-improvement and the future is what transforms a mediocre person with potential into someone actualizing their talents into reality."
Sonia blinked. "Wow, I didn't expect you to say that."
"What is that?"
"I thought you'd say ignore him." Sonia shrugged.
"Some things are easier to ignore than others," he countered.
"So you think I should try to meet him? I assumed you would tell me it's all some complicated plot to screw Allison over, or frame me so the mob comes after me instead of him or something. Or that it might not even be him." Sonia sighed. "By the way, I checked a few other things. There were some code signatures I was able to nab that remind me of my dad, but it's not like that can't be faked."
"I'm dubious that it's some overly complicated plot, if only because finding a particular anecdote to convince you would be an unlikely turn of events."
Tahir chuckled.
"That said, a healthy suspicion is always warranted, both in our line of work and given who our employer is. Still, I'm more concerned about your long-term mental health than minimizing dangers from third-rate threats to Allison. If she can win against a drow princess or a government super soldier, I doubt your father has access to anyone who could dream of posing a threat to her. I'm also dubious that any true threat to her would rely on such an unreliable attack vector as an apprentice infomancer. I don't say this to demean you, but to provide a realistic appraisal from my perspective of the likely threats. This is, based on what you say, most likely your father. He might present a threat of some sort, but everything you've told me suggests he can be handled if that is the case."
He shrugged.
"So worry about your choice and how it benefits you. All other considerations should be secondary in this particular situation."
"Okay, then." She nodded, a slightly incredulous expression on her face. "Maybe I will meet him to get, closure, like you said." She looked pained. "If this is some lame attempt of his to swoop in and try to be my father again, I'll simply spit in his face. Maybe he feels bad now or wants his family back."
"It's a distinct possibility. And while I think it's your choice, I will note that those who don't plan for negative outcomes suffer the most if they come."
The infomancer frowned.
"Thus, I do think you should take that into account in your decision-making process."
Sonya frowned a little as she thought about this. I don't get it. Do you think I should meet him or don't you? You're sending mixed signals.
Let me clarify. I think only you can make the choice about whether or not to try to meet him. But if you do choose to do so, meeting him alone would be beyond foolish. You lack the physical or magical capabilities to defend yourself properly.
Tahir shook his head.
And I can't allow any apprentice of mine to embarrass me by doing something foolish.
I don't get it.
It's simple.
He gave her a thin smile.
If you choose to meet him, you'll have backup. You think about what you want to do, and I'll handle the rest.
Her eyes widened.
Oh.
Is it okay if I take a while to decide?
Of course. It's your father and your choice.
Hannah bolted out of her chair at the conference room table when Tahir finished explaining the situation.
Absolutely fucking no way, she declared, her tone almost a growl.
For now, this was less a brownstone security matter than a personal family matter, so Allison didn't see the need to involve either Ava or Jerry in the conversation yet. Personal errands had taken both Mason and Dreyse away from the building, but she would bring them up to speed later. It wouldn't have been surprising if her friend foxed out right there and shredded the table. It was rare to see her so angry. But then again, it was rare to encounter a potential threat against someone Hannah had begun to see as, if not a daughter, then at least a younger sister. Sonya might live with Allison, but she spent considerable time around Hannah and Tahir. The Fox had lost her family due to terrorism and found a new one at Brownstone Security. Allison didn't always appreciate how important that was, and she strived to remember it. She had a loving father and mother and friends she cared about from school. Hannah had lived a life not trusting anyone and had only learned in the last year to put others before herself. A burning desire to defend the girl wasn't strange, even if it was inconvenient in the current conversation.
Let's keep calm, Hannah, she suggested. Losing it won't help us figure out the best way to handle the situation.
Tahir sat beside Hannah, his expression bland and neutral. He nodded slightly at his boss's suggestion, but appeared content to let her talk his girlfriend down. Hannah pounded her fist on the desk.
I can't believe we're even considering it. This asshole loser left his own daughter behind. Screw him! I can't believe he has the balls to try to show his face to her again. He's not the worst parent of the two, but only because her mother was an abusive bitch. That doesn't make him a good guy who deserves to be in her life.
We don't know what precipitated his choice to leave her behind,
the infomancer replied with a shrug.
It might have been necessary for the safety of his family. We shouldn't presume too much and assign him villainy when he might be a hero.
Hero?
She snorted.
I've simply presented it as a possibility.
She dropped into her seat and folded her arms. You know what's not safe? Leaving your daughter to be wailed on by your angry wife who hates her magic.
Maybe he didn't know his wife would be like that when he left, Allison suggested. Maybe he believed they would come together and be stronger in his absence.
She wanted to believe the words, even though they rang hollow as she said them. No offense, but I think even you know that's absolute bullshit. The Fox shook her head. There's no way that guy was married to Sonya's mother for as long as he had been, without knowing her feelings or how she would react when he left. If this was about protecting Sonya, he could have disappeared and made arrangements for her to be taken care of by someone who actually loved her and wouldn't abuse her. I don't care if he feels bad about it now, and that's assuming he does. I say too damned late. I will admit one thing, though.
What's that?
She grinned, and the expression turned vicious and predatory.
I really, really would like to meet him.
Oh?
Tahir asked.
I'm afraid to ask, but I feel I must. Why?
Because I'd like to introduce him to my claws or my sword, or at least simply kick him really hard in the balls, although given the way he abandoned his own daughter, he probably doesn't have any.
Allison shook her head.
I'm sympathetic. I'm very sympathetic, but we don't know the exact situation, so can't make any plans without any real information.
Am I being a hypocrite here? I know how I wanted my biological dad handled, but that wasn't the same situation. It certainly gave me closure, though, and I don't regret what happened to him at all. Or is it the same? He wanted to hand me over to criminals whom he knew would hurt me, if not kill me. If Sonia's dad even suspected her mom would do the same when he left, he's at fault too. Hannah scoffed.
You think Dickwad, worst dad of the year, will threaten us with a lawyer or something? I'd like to see him try.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Allison gestured toward Tahir.
He gave Sonia the right advice. This is her life and her dad, or at least most likely her dad. We'll back her up regardless of what she chooses, but we have to grant her the respect to make the actual choice herself. We don't want her to spend the rest of her life wondering about what might have been because we forced her hand one way or another. We're supposed to mentor her, and part of that is helping her learn responsibility. The other woman took a few deep breaths and finally gave a shallow nod.
Whatever. If he is trying some kind of stunt, he'll regret ever getting close to her. I promise you that.
She shrugged.
I'm not saying I'll kill him, but I'll definitely put the fear of the fox into him.
Allison nodded.
I think we're all in agreement on that.
She glanced at Tahir.
Right?
The infomancer nodded agreement.
I'll tell her to take her time, and we'll help her once she's decided.